Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. A six-member delegation from New Zealand arrived in Kohima yesterday on a three-day visit to Naglen. A coordination meeting on kiwi fruit was held last evening between the State Horticulture Department and the New Zealand delegation, focused on collaboration in areas such as technical expertise, capacity building and training, market linkages and branding. Secretary to the Government of Naglen, Akamla Chuba, said horticulture is emerging as a key sector for Naga farmers. However, she noted that despite favorable climatic conditions, production has not scaled up due to gaps in logistics, research and market linkages. Head of Global Public Affairs ZESPRI, Michael Fox, said Naglen holds potential to become part of the kiwi fruit value chain and reaffirm ZESPRI's support through expertise sharing, training, innovation and market development. In a presentation, Joint Director, Directorate of Horticulture S. Sankar outlined proposed areas of cooperation including demonstration on orchards, capacity building for farmers and staff, introduction of improved varieties, development of pack houses and cold storage infrastructure, and strengthening institutional partnerships and knowledge exchange. He also informed that the central government will soon set up a centre of excellence at Fitzroy under the Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture. The New Zealand delegation is scheduled to visit kiwi farms at Fitzroy and other locations today. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipiu also met with the New Zealand delegation. In a post on X, Mr. Rio said they held discussions to develop the kiwi fruit sector in Naglen and added that he looks forward to taking the engagement forward. Naglen's Motor Vehicles Department has launched the e-challan service in the state, marking a major step towards digital governance and improved traffic management. Formally inaugurating the initiative yesterday at the District Transport Office in Dimapur, Commissioner and Secretary Transport Department Robert Longchari said the e-challan platform would eliminate cash transactions, reduce manipulation, and enhance transparency, efficiency, and accountability in traffic enforcement. Highlighting road safety benefits, he said, traffic violations would now be electronically detected, recorded and tracked, promoting responsible driving and better compliance with traffic rules.
Talking about Viksit Nagaland, that is developed Nagaland, without mobility, nothing will come. We may have the best airport, we may have the best railway stations, industries and this coming up, but this mobility becomes the most important thing in order to lift up to the next step. And our vision to make Nagaland a model state in digital transport governance, that every service from the registration to enforcement is transparent, efficient and citizen-centric.
Mr. Longchari added that the government plans to expand the system to all districts, integrate automatic cameras and strengthen data collection for evidence-based policy making. With the launch, Naglen has become the 34th state in the country to adopt the e-challan system, which will digitally generate fines through mobile and web-based platforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein in Amman yesterday, underlining the close partnership between the two nations as they prepare to commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. He commended Jordan's resolute stand against terrorism, extremism and radicalization, emphasizing that India and Jordan share a common approach to countering terrorism. The Prime Minister said cooperation in this field would be further deepened alongside other areas of bilateral engagement.
हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह बिल का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
5 memoranda of understanding were finalized during the visit, which include culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure. And the nation is observing Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. On this day, the country remembers the ultimate sacrifice of the brave hearts whose stories inspire every Indian and remain a source of national pride. The end of the war also resulted in cessation of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.